In the name of Allah, the All-Beneficent, the All-Merciful. Alif Lam Mim. The gradual sending down of the book, there is no doubt in it, is from the Lord of all the worlds. Do they say He has fabricated it? Rather, it is the truth from your Lord, that you may warn a people to whom there did not come any warner before you, so that they may be guided to the right path. It is Allah who created the heavens and the earth, and whatever is between them, in 6 days. Then He settled on the throne. You do not have besides Him any guardian or intercessor. Will you not then take admonition? He directs the command from the heaven to the earth. Then it ascends toward Him in a day whose span is 1,000 years by your reckoning. That is the knower of the sensible and the unseen, the Almighty, the All-Merciful, who perfected everything that He created and commenced man's creation from clay. Then He made his progeny from an extract of a base fluid. Then He proportioned him and breathed into him of His spirit and made for you the hearing, the sight, and the hearts. Little do you think. They say, when we have been lost in the dust, shall we be indeed created anew? Rather, they disbelieve in the encounter with their Lord. Say, you will be taken away by the angel of death, who has been charged with you. Then you will be brought back to your Lord. Were you to see when the guilty hang their heads before their Lord, confessing, Our Lord, we have seen and heard. Send us back, so that we may act righteously. Indeed, we are now convinced. Had we wished, we would have given every soul its guidance. But my word became due against the defiant. Surely I will fill hell with all the guilty jinn and humans. So taste the punishment for your having forgotten the encounter of this day of yours. We, too, have forgotten you. Taste the everlasting punishment because of what you used to do. Only those believe in our signs who, when they are reminded of them, fall down in prostration and celebrate the praise of their Lord, and they are not arrogant. Their sides vacate their beds to supplicate their Lord in fear and hope, and they spend out of what we have provided them. No one knows what has been kept hidden for them of comfort as a reward for what they used to do. Is someone who is faithful like someone who is a transgressor? They are not equal. As for those who have faith and do righteous deeds, for them are gardens of the abode, a hospitality for what they used to do. As for those who have transgressed, their refuge is the fire. Whenever they seek to leave it, they will be turned back into it, and they will be told, Taste the punishment of the fire which you used to deny. We shall surely make them taste the nearer punishment before the greater punishment, so that they may come back. Who is a greater wrongdoer than him who is reminded of his Lord's signs, whereat he disregards them? Indeed, we shall take vengeance upon the guilty. Certainly we gave Moses the book, declaring, Do not be in doubt about the encounter with him, and we made it a source of guidance for the children of Israel. And amongst them we appointed imams who guide the people by our command, when they had been patient and had conviction in our signs. Indeed, your Lord will judge between them on the day of resurrection concerning that about which they used to differ. Does it not dawn upon them how many generations we have destroyed before them, amid the ruins of whose dwellings they walk? There are indeed signs in that. Will they not then listen? Do they not see that we carry water to the parched earth, and with it we bring forth crops of which they eat, themselves and their cattle? Will they not then see? And they say, When will this victory be, should you be truthful? Say, On the day of victory, their newly found faith shall not avail the faithless, nor will they be granted any respite. So turn away from them and wait. They too are waiting.